Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss the contribution of T.S. Eliot to the field of modern literary criticism. Now Eliot's literary criticism and poetry are so interwoven that it is difficult to discuss them separately. So being familiar with Eliot's writings like The Wasteland, Four Quartets and some of his other poems like The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock is always helpful even when we are reading about his contribution to the field of literary criticism. And see, Four Quartets by T.S. Eliot is a set of four poems. The first poem is called Burnt Norton. Okay, Burnt Norton. Second is called East Coker. Okay, East Coker. Third is called The Dry Salvages. Okay, The Dry Salvages. And the fourth one is called Little Giddings. Okay, Little Giddings. But of course, in this lecture, we will limit ourselves to the literary criticism or the contribution of T.S. Eliot to the field of literary criticism. So, from that regard, some of his works such as The Use of Poetry and the Use of Criticism, okay, The Use of Poetry and the Use of Criticism, which came out in 1933, this is very helpful. After that, another work of his is called The Metaphysical Poets, okay, The Metaphysical Poets, which came out in 1921. Uske baad ek bahut famous essay hai, Tradition and the Individual Talent. You know, you might have read about this. Tradition and the Individual Talent, which came out in 1919. After that, another such work is there, The Sacred Wood. Okay, The Sacred Wood. And basically, The Sacred Wood is basically a book of critical essays, which was published in 1920. Okay, this is a anthology of critical essays. Aur isi mein hai, Tradition and the Individual Talent. Okay, uske baad ek aur essay hai, Hamlet and His Problems. So, all of these works, Tradition and the Individual Talent, uske baad Hamlet and His Problems, uske baad The Metaphysical Poets, and then The Use of Poetry and the Use of Criticism, all of these works are useful when we are trying to judge the contribution of T.S. Eliot to the field of literary criticism. T.S. Eliot said that the poet critic must write programmatic criticism. Okay, programmatic criticism. First of all, what is the meaning of programmatic? Programmatic means something done according to a plan or using a particular method. So, what is the meaning of programmatic criticism as propounded by Eliot? He refers to that kind of criticism which expresses the poet's own interests as a poet and quite different from historical scholarship and which stops at placing the poet in his background. So, Eliot's criticism created an atmosphere in which his own poetry could be better understood and appreciated than if it had to appear in a literary milieu dominated by the standards of the preceding age. And also, in his work, The Sacred Wood, especially in the essay, Hamlet and His Problems, T.S. Eliot talks about an important idea of objective correlative. Okay, objective correlative. So, what is objective correlative? Broadly, what Eliot tries to say is that the only way of expressing emotion in the form of art is by finding an objective correlative. In other words, a set of objects, a situation, a chain of events, which shall be the formula for that particular emotion, such that when the external facts, which must terminate in sensory experience, are given, the emotion is immediately evoked in the person. And Eliot used this phrase objective correlative in the context of his own impersonal theory of poetry. And there are two more essays, as I pointed out. One is The Metaphysical Poets and one more is there titled Andrew Marvell. This is also the title of the essay. And in these essays, Eliot effects a new historical perspective on the hierarchy of English poetry, putting at the top John Donne and other metaphysical poets of the 17th century, and lowering the status of the poets of the 18th and 19th century. And another important phrase which has been coined by T.S. Eliot called dissociation of sensibility. Okay, dissociation of sensibility appears in these essays. And with this phrase dissociation of sensibility, T.S. Eliot refers to the change that came over English poetry after John Donne and Andrew Marvell. So what was this change? This change seems to him to consist in the loss of the union of thought and feeling. So this was the change, that after John Donne and Andrew Marvell, the poets who came and the poetry that they wrote somehow lacked or did not have that union of thought and feeling. In some ways, in their poetry, thought and feeling were dissociated, were disconnected. Okay? So remember these two phrases by T.S. Eliot. Objective correlative and dissociation of sensibility. So, from the point of view of literary criticism, ye toh bahut important hai. And in the essay, The Metaphysical Poets, there is a very famous line by T.S. Eliot. I'll just read out the line. Quote, The poet must become more and more comprehensive, more allusive, more indirect in order to force, to dislocate, if necessary, language into his meaning. Unquote. So this is one of the prescriptions given by T.S. Eliot as to how writers should write poetry or how literature should be written in general. Now, one more thing you should pay attention to is the concept of tradition, or let's say T.S. Eliot's notion of tradition as expressed in this essay, Tradition and the Individual Talent. Because his notion of tradition is slightly different. On one hand, he says that poets should be aware of tradition. And on the other hand, he says that poetry should be impersonal. So, in this essay, he first redefines tradition by emphasizing the importance of history to writing and understanding poetry. And he then argues that poetry should be essentially impersonal. That is, separate and distinct from the personality of the writer. And Eliot's idea of tradition is somewhat complex because he describes tradition as the historical sense, which is a perception of the pastness of the past, okay, quote unquote, the pastness of the past, but also of its presence. And for T.S. Eliot, past works of art form an order or tradition. However, that order is always being altered by a new work which modifies the tradition to make room for itself. Matlab ki, suppose I write an elegy, a poem of lament. Then, according to T.S. Eliot's idea of tradition, first of all, I have to study all the past elegies that have been written by poets. I have to be aware of the entire tradition of elegy poems. But now when I write my poem, which is also an elegy, now the entire tradition is going to be altered. So this is his notion of tradition. Aur ye line bahut famous hai, that the past should be altered by the present as much as the present is directed by the past. And as per T.S. Eliot, this requires that the poet be familiar with almost all the literary history, not just the immediate past, but the distant past, and not just the literature of his or her own country, but the whole mind of Europe. Because of course he was writing in the context of Europe. So as I said, that this is what he means by pastness of the past and tradition, that be aware of all the entire past traditions, and when you write your own, the entire tradition is also going to be altered. And famously he says about poetry that poetry is not a turning loose of emotion, but an escape from emotion. It is not the expression of personality, but an escape from personality. Okay, so this is a very famous line by T.S. Eliot, which expresses his idea of how poetry should be written. Now, when you read the tradition and the individual talent, aapko lagega ki isme bahut sare contradictions hai. But they are not really contradictions, they are just a different approach to writing poetry and understanding tradition. Normally, we understand that if we are traditional, we have to just copy what earlier writers wrote. But this is not how T.S. Eliot defines tradition. It is somewhat complex, but it's not that difficult. Just go through this essay once or twice, you'll understand.